This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. A lot of people in the Big Easy feel uneasy as New Orleans prepares for a new hurricane season. A heavy thunderstorm earlier this month swamped city streets, raising questions about whether the city's pumps are ready. And several experts see possible flaws in some of the Army Corps of Engineers' repairs to New Orleans levees. As NPR's David Shaper reports from New Orleans, even the Army Corps itself acknowledges the city is still vulnerable.
As thunderstorms go, it was pretty nasty. Lightning, high winds, power outages, and a heavy downpour that dumped nearly 5 inches of rain on New Orleans in just a few hours. But a storm like the one that hit here May 4th isn't that uncommon in New Orleans. But what happened to the city's streets shocks and worries residents.
I was at work, a matter of fact, and I looked out the door, and the water was over halfway to my tires then.
Herbert McCarver III is a high school teacher by day, snare drum player and lead singer in the original Pinstripe Brass Band by night. He says he had to move his car to higher ground because not only did too much rain fall too fast, but some of the city's pumps failed.
That's another important thing, is the pumps have to work. If the pump's not working, nothing's going to work, man. It's going to flood.
City officials downplay the significance of the pump failure.
We had a mechanical device that failed. It took several minutes to convert to a backup system, and then we were able to begin pumping again.
Marcia St. Martin is executive director of New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. That several minutes she mentions was nearly half an hour. And the mechanical device that failed was the city-owned power plant that supplies electricity to more than half of the city's pumps. St. Martin says the plant failure was an anomaly and may have been the first since it was built in 1902. This pumping system has been reliable for over a century in a city that is at or slightly below sea level in many spots. She says the problem's been fixed, redundancies are in place, and the city's pumping system will be ready for the next storm. But fluke or not, that thunderstorm renewed fears and a sense of dread among hurricane-weary locals. Just ask Nathaniel Coleman, who almost every day fishes the Mississippi for bass and catfish.
Guess what? When this hurricane comes, this city ain't gonna be no more prepared than it was last time. Bank on it.
Recent polls of New Orleans residents find Coleman is not alone, as fear that the levees will fail again remains one of the city's top concerns.
I absolutely understand why the people of this community would be concerned.
Colonel Jeff Beatty is commander of the Army Corps of Engineers Hurricane Protection Office in New Orleans. He's in charge of overseeing all of the levee and floodwall repairs and improvements. He's showing the latest work being done to shore up the 17th Street Canal near where it empties into Lake Pontchartrain, like this huge pile driver hammering steel sheet piling 70 feet deep to reinforce the floodwall. Beatty says here and all around New Orleans, the Corps is making progress.
The system that protects the greater New Orleans area is stronger today than it was on August 29, 2005.
Part of that system goes beyond levees and floodwalls. At the mouth of the 17th Street Canal, Beatty points to new massive pumps and nearly a dozen new floodgates.
The gates are about 30 feet high, massive steel structures that prevent the water from going up the canal. On the other side, the pumps that I'm talking about, these aren't pumps you go down to Home Depot and buy in order to get water out of your basement. These are 60-inch pumps. By late July to mid-August, we'll have enough pumps in the canal to drain an Olympic-sized swimming pool in 12 seconds.
But Colonel Beatty does have concerns going into this hurricane season. Many of the floodwall repairs are temporary and will need to be replaced. And he says many of the levees are still not high enough to prevent a storm surge from flooding over their tops. This tall and lean ex-runner compares the job ahead to a marathon that has only just begun. The finish line is in 2011, when he says the entire system should be ready to withstand the 1-in-100-year storm.
We would all like to be able to snap our fingers and have it done overnight, but this is dirt and concrete.
The system is not where we want it to be.
Bob Bee is a professor of engineering at the University of California, Berkeley, and author of a highly critical National Science Foundation report on the levee failures. He says the greatest threat this hurricane season is from storm surge overtopping the levees.
I think there's general agreement that if we challenged the system this summer with a storm of the order of Betsy or Shutter, Camille, or Katrina, that we should expect to see very, very significant flooding in some parts of the city.
Ivar Van Heerden, deputy director of LSU's Hurricane Center and the state of Louisiana's lead forensic investigator of the levee system failures, sees other problems. Standing at the 17th Street Canal, he says much of the Corps' effort here is all well and good, but he wants the Corps to also restore Louisiana's coast.
Barrier Islands. We know Barrier Islands are a speed bump for the surge. They actually can reduce the surge over a large part of southeast Louisiana by about 3 feet. The difference, 3 feet, means whether you die or don't die.
Van Heerden says he also doubts the levees and flood walls are that much stronger than they were before Katrina. Here on the 17th Street Canal, for example, he says while the breach is being repaired and reinforced, the flood walls around it remain just as they were before the levee broke.
Although there are 350 miles of levees, you only need about a 100-foot breach and you sink the city.
About 100 yards from where the 17th Street Canal burst and devastated New Orleans' Lakeview neighborhood, Jonathan Nemeth is putting the finishing touches on renovations to a flooded-out home he bought 5 months after Katrina at a bargain basement price.
$140,000 for what was the house was for sale previous to the storm for $345,000. So $200,000 off.
Nemeth says that kind of a deal makes it worth the risk of living so close to a failed flood wall.
It was affordable for me, so that's the reason why I bought it. And I feel confident that over time everything will be up to par. I feel this is probably already one of the more fortified areas.
Nemeth's next-door neighbors are back, but most of the rest of the Lakeview area is scarred by vacant, busted-up homes. A few blocks to the east, Charles and Roxana Rogers are among the few back on their block. And Roxanne isn't quite comfortable yet.
Do we feel safe? No. No.
But Roger says this is home, that life has to go on. You can't be scared of everything, she says. Pointing to recent news of wildfires and tornadoes devastating other towns, she says there's some risk no matter where you live. David Shaper, NPR News, New Orleans.
A recent investigation cleared the Army Corps of Engineers of wrongdoing in a controversial deal it made to try and make New Orleans safe during the last hurricane season. You can read that story at npr.org.